Winston Peters is with us, the leader of New Zealand First, Aotearoa Tuatahi. Thanks for your time. Te tōkana, tēnā koe, Winston.
Kia ora.
See, you've been packing out the halls in Dargaville as well, but that's a homecoming for you. We'll chat about that in a mo. Hey, Kara Pukatapu, did you guys get on?
I seriously was an admirer of his. He was a standout personality back in a different era, of course, but with some significant vision, and he was excellent at what he did. So his funeral is today. I wish I could go, but I can't. But I wish his family and him, you know, all the very, very best. And his memory is, in this case, one that justifies all the fine words they might say at his tangi and his funeral.
Thank you. Stage is yours, Winston. I don't want to dictate what we yarn about. And we're going to be speaking more regularly. There are plenty of people coming out in support of the party and you going forward to October. So the stage is yours. What do you think we need to know?
Well, the fact is that you've got a campaign on. We know that the government is in serious trouble. That so much is going on every day. There's a new scandal or new mess or new disaster is announced. But the fact is that when you look at elections, there are some people saying it's our turn now. And the real question is, yes, but turn to do what? Because what we need is a significant improvement from what we currently have. Even the most biased Labour support has got to admit things have seriously gone wrong. And they are sort of mistake-prone at the present time. How many ministers are in trouble? Business ministers are reported to do the job. Seriously, if it was not, they should need that to be gone. So the question is, in this campaign, people need the fundamental things in their lives improved. The cost of living is out of hand. All costs are going up. No sign of relief. And then alongside that, one of the tragedies is that we're no longer safe in our country, and we need to resolve those issues as fast as possible. And at the same time, remember, there's only one chance for this country long-term, and that is to be a country that's unified with a serious purpose. And just in case anybody thinks that one's dreaming about this, there was a time when we were number one in the world, not so long ago. And when I say that, people were unbelievable and surprised when they saw how many New Zealanders had homes. We had the highest, probably only democracy in the world, and that includes Māori. And so much that was dramatically an archive of achievement has been lost in the last few decades. And we've got to get our mojo back and get back to looking after people first. And that's what this election is going to be about.
Tēnā koe, people are looking for answers. We've had the Greens release their manifesto, which is tax the rich, tax them more. And well, at least it's tabled. When are you going to release your policy manifesto going forward?
Well, first of all, we're out there packing halls. Not like the Greens can't pack the halls. They're not. The Greens are there with all the support of certain people on the left and a lot of money, but they're not. They've got the popularity and preparedness to go out and speak to the public in hall after hall around New Zealand. We're releasing our policy every day on this campaign, and our manifesto will come out soon. And we've got our convention on the 21st, 22nd of July in Auckland. So big moments coming, and as I say, Tauranga next weekend. But the point is that we're releasing our policy stage by stage in this campaign. We've got 9 days to go.
Tēnā koe. Do you, look, everyone says left, right. You use the term left quite comfortably. So do I, but some take offence. How do you get on with Seymour? Now, I see him as quite right-wing, is it wrong to suggest New Zealand First might be centre-right? Are you comfortable with that description or not?
Well, if you look at it, this country has a number of extremists in Parliament, on the left and the right. But New Zealand First is a party in the middle. New Zealand First is a common-sense party. We talk about certainty and balance and experience being important. And so we're not on the left or the right. We are actually, how shall I put it, we're like most great successful parties. We're focused on what the mass majority of people need, because in the end, democracy is about the mass majority, not a small elite, whether they be left or right.
But the middle's pretty clogged up because that's where Labor think they are and that's where Luxon thinks he is.
No, it's not clogged up. When we talk about the middle, we're talking about home. When the rest talk about the middle, given their past performance, whether it's on the left or the right, when they talk about the middle, they're talking about a foreign country. Look at the facts.
Okay. I see a piece from you, and look, I can understand why you'd pack them out in Darkerville too, because that's where you played rugby. That's where you went to school. How are you going around other places? And are there any Māori turning up?
Well, but surprising on our Facebook. Go back and have a look. The week before that, we had a big, huge. We had a huge meeting in Napier, and before that, a massive meeting in Dunedin, and before that, Benham. So it doesn't matter. They're packed out, and there's a whole lot of Māori coming along, and young ones as well. And it's really quite exciting. But I don't identify that because one place, no matter where and who these people are, that they turn up, because there is a change in the air. The polls are rubbish, and you stand back and watch. Now, this is not the first time that I've proven that. But those halls are not packed because New Zealand First is not on the rise. They're packed because we are.
Yeah, but, you know, You'll be entertained by you because in New Zealand politics, it seems, for the most part, charisma's in short supply.
What's in short supply?
Charisma.
I thought you thought that was a manifesto matter. No, it's not. People are coming out because they don't believe the others. They've heard them all before. I mean, we didn't get a housing crisis today. There was a housing crisis in 2017. There was a transport crisis in 2017. The health system was in trouble in 2017. So let's not have people say, well, just elect us and we'll fix it, because they haven't fixed it. I'm talking about the great era in this country when two great parties back then, Labour and then National, made us number one in the world. Now, that's the performance that has long since been lost, but we've still got the people, we've still got the country, we've still got the resources, and we've got the right leadership, we can go back to being at the top again.
Thank you, Winston. Just finally, European Union free trade deals, you know that we prioritise Māori issues here because we're a Māori radio station. And so we're always looking for how we might be able to grow our own capabilities, including export opportunities. What would you say of this European Union deal that's been struck and its effect on the Māori economy, Māori producers? Any thoughts here?
One of the difficulties is that for the Māori who are in the kiwifruit industry, and the Māori are seriously in the kiwifruit industry, it is great news. But for those that are in the farming, say sheep and beef and dairy industry, and there are some significant Māori holdings in that industry, it wasn't good news at all. But that's what you get. I mean, I think it's progress, but it's not as good as a deal that we would have liked. And for the Māori world, there are aspects of it which are good, but in the some of the big picture things, it's disappointing. We can hope in this next 10, 15 years to try and dramatically improve that. So, yes, it's better than having no deal, and that's the real point here.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for sharing some kōrero. Where's your next meeting, Winston?
Great news. It's in Tauranga, 1 o'clock on this Sunday.
Ka pai. And we'll talk regularly. We'll get our peeps to talk with each other, and you and I'll meet for lunch for a cup of tea. Make sure it's not filmed or recorded. Okay, then, mate. Thanks, Winston. Thanks again. Kia ora. Winston Peters.